Scholastic Audio presents Dear America, The Diary of Lydia Amelia Pierce, Like the Willow Tree, by Lois Lowry. Read by Sarah Barnett. It was only when we stopped that Uncle Henry began to talk suddenly.
"You know I'm taking you to the Shakers," he said.
But Daniel and I just looked at each other. Of course we didn't know that. We didn't even know what it meant.
Shakers?
The Shakers at Sabbath Day Lake.
Uncle Henry carved his apple with his knife. He ate a piece and wiped his beard with a napkin Aunt Sarah had placed in the basket with the food. He looked off into the distance, across the hills and woodland that bordered the road.
"Your mother and I learned to swim at that lake when we were your age," he said.
"Were the Shakers there then?" I asked him. I pictured Uncle Henry as a boy, Daniel's size, and my mother, his sister, Caroline, younger. In my mind, I could see them playing on the shore of a lake, and surrounding them was a group of something mysterious, shaking. I decided Uncle Henry was telling us a ghost story, as he sometimes did. "Were you scared?" I asked. He reached over and smoothed my hair.
"You look like your mother," he said,
and I could see that he felt both sad and kindly at once. "I know," I told him. Daniel became impatient. He scribbled with a stick in the dirt.
"What are the Shakers?" he asked gruffly.
Uncle Henry sighed.
"Their village is up ahead. We'll be there soon. They're expecting us."
"And you're leaving us there?" I said it in a way that wasn't a question because I knew it was true.
"I'll try to come back to see you, but you understand that we can't keep you with us."
I nodded. I understood. It was simply that Uncle Henry and Aunt Sarah didn't have enough. Not enough room, not enough money, not enough food. As for Daniel, he just looked away.